world where talk radio has become repetitive and boring, a few guys from outside the nation's capital take it upon themselves to save podcasting. And now, the Matt and JB Show.
I'm here for the gangbang.
The window of opportunity to drink and do drugs and take advantage of young girls is getting smaller by the day.
Thanks, Lou. If I'm not me, who the hell am I?
I was checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bold.
You know, if I talk louder.
Hey, here's all a right. Cultural question for you.
Hold on, motherfucker.
Restarted.
Off to a good start. It's a beautiful Saturday night. You're listening to Matt and JB Show. We got a full house tonight. I'm here. JB's here. We'll do a roll call.
Again, looks like Hollywood Squares.
Kyle's here.
Hello.
The Jungle.
Hello.
The Edge.
Welcome.
Fat Matt.
Hi.
Toddy Todd.
What's up, fellas?
And Jimmy, my neighbor, makes his triumphant return to the show.
I don't get a nickname.
The neighbor.
Jimmy the Mac. Neighbor. The neighbor. I don't know. Do you want a nickname?
Yeah. Everybody else has one.
All right. I got a perfect nickname for you, and nobody here is going to get it but me and you. We'll call you Hamburger Hands.
Okay, I'll take it.
Hamburger Hands.
Hamburger
Hands. All right, everybody, does anybody know what a hamburger hand is?
It's a meaty patty.
A meaty patty?
You ain't wrong.
I guess. I still don't understand what the fuck a hamburger hand is. Jimmy,
I remember that hamburger helper hand.
I always said it was this, like you're holding a hamburger. How you eat a hamburger? That's a hamburger hand.
No, it's wrong.
Or,
it's
or
wrong.
Crab man.
It's apparently.
It's one thing. Why does Jimmy have some disfigured hands? If so, I'd like to see them.
Do you have a mangled claw?
That's a hamburger hand.
I don't see. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Well. Mm.
All right, so we'll get right into it. The gauntlet was thrown this week. I guess it was Wednesday or Thursday night, one night late. I was already asleep. I woke up the next morning and I had a text message from the Jungle. It was just a video. And this video was of him doing his own fucking diss track. So then it lit a fire under my ass because we've been talking about it a lot, doing the rap, and so I put some bars down on paper.
Uh-oh. Jesus.
Are you doing this live tonight, or do you already have it recorded?
I have a rough draft recorded. It's not that good.
Save it for
is
the
it,
rap.
Is video. That rough RUF?
We need to do rap videos.
Two F's.
No, I'll do it tonight because I need to throw it out there. But let me see. I will play you guys the Jungles video here. And so everybody knows what we're dealing with.
Spitting hot fire.
Hot fire.
Jungle. That's right.
So
shots fired.
I'm just going to have to play the video straight off my phone. I mean, there's not much to look at him standing in his living room like a dummy rapping.
Like every good rap video.
All right, can you guys hear that?
But the phone hadn't rung. I've been waiting. But nothing's getting sung. You want to battle me, but you can't even take the time to write a rap. You can't even take time to show up for your own show.
JB.
So, there's no more running. I'm coming right now.
You wanna battle me? You best have a plan. I'm Godzilla, motherfucker, and you're just Rodan, rapping and flapping around with no direction. I'm Charles Darwin, and this is Natural Selections. I got the science, Jabril's got the peppers. We rappers change the spots as if they were lepers, but I'm big game hunting. I got you in my sights, world-class wrecking crew. Turn out the lights. Matt and JB, just 2 weeks' notice. Donald Trump might have won, but they call me the POTUS. If your family really wants to eat, they should put you in the smoker. But the meat, like your hate rhymes, be mediocre. Melissa, get in here and change your husband's diaper. Little boy shit his pants trying to battle with the viper. Coming for me. All that chatter looking at me as if I think fat lives matter. I should have left you in the mud when I found you by the creek, but I got too much heart and I care about the weak. JB's over there laughing through his nappy ass goatee. I'm coming for you, son, so just listen while I teach. Your mom's bakes cakes but undercooked you in the womb. A homoerotic wedding top, you're the bride and he's the groom. But I support you, gay marriage, and it's okay with me. I was writing dope lyrics when I was pumping Jodeci. And John, do you want some? Bitch, you must be crazy. It's about to be red, dumb, but you ain't no Patrick Swayze. Your kids ask why their biological doesn't bother. And Dom Chanson, Chad Dukes is your father. Anyone can hit rap? Damn, me neither. How about you being Wally and just leave it to the beaver? Remember when you passed out, jerking on your laptop? Wouldn't be so bad, but you got busted by Glenn Compton. I'm bulletproof, treated like Shia LaBeouf. Superman all day, I don't need a phone booth. You're into yacht rock, I'm hip hop. You bitches hear that sound? Boom, because it might drop.
Fuck you, clowns.
Well done. Well done.
That was a 10, dude.
Right? Was your accompaniment a xylophone?
I use what the children have.
I need clarity on the homoerotic wedding topper.
Yeah, it was a little too much. I think it's
I had to explain that one.
What? Oh, you did?
What you trying to say there?
No. So here's the thing. I wrote that,
it's a rap battle.
He can say whatever he wants.
Yes, he can say whatever he wants.
I wrote that rap like right after Donald Trump got elected. So we're talking about this a long time ago.
Right.
Oh, okay.
That's how long it's taken these clowns to come up with anything.
They're cold.
Jesus. So.
All right. Well, there it is. That was the hot fire by the jungle. And I don't know. Should I just – I'll play you guys my version.
Anybody wants to hear it?
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, this was the rough draft. I am going to do a video for it. I'm going to tighten it up a little bit.
I think we should all do videos.
No, just because you didn't do the homework, we're not all going to wait, you fucking asshole.
I can't rap, okay? Shit.
I can't. Dude, it's going to be very clear that I can't rap either, okay?
We all know that because we've heard your
rap. We'll let the fans vote for it.
Just make sure you tactical roll in your video.
I will.
Yes.
That's right.
All right, you guys ready?
As ready as we're ever going to be.
That's right.
I mean, shit.
Hold on. Let's do this.
It's getting rough.
It is.
Rough.
All right. I'm just going to do it this way I did Carrie's. Or the jungle. Whatever the fuck your name is.
Call me Dad.
Nice.
What can I say about Kyle? He's a man who likes to tan, but his dick is like a baby's arm with an apple in his hand. Working at the post office, helping people and saying thank you, ma'am. He'd rather be home whacking it to Randall Cunningham. Had a refrigerator filled with Coke and Reese's Pieces. Crushed his mind, he'd end up with the diabetes. After hearing this, there's no doubt I'm the man. I disappear into the wall like fucking Zartan. Here we go. Mr. Talk Show, show, Mr. Top Show host himself, the one and only JB. He bombs so much, it's like John.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. See what happens. See what happens when you talk shit.
The fucking battery. Gave the point. Oh,
yeah, hot fire. Melted.
That's true.
Melted the batteries in that speaker.
All right, I'll just read it.
Yeah.
At least you got a dick plug in for Kyle.
Say, I thought this was a rap battle. You're talking about how big Kyle's dick is.
Well, everybody does.
Maybe armed with a fucking apple in its hand.
Yeah. You came out of the gates with that too.
I know.
I'm sitting here thinking this is a rap. This is supposed to be a diss track, right?
Jimmy, Kyle's nickname is Jeffrey Elephant Cock.
Oh, shit. That's a better nickname than
the only person I've ever heard call him Jeffrey Elephant Cock is you
and your mom. Yeah.
Good one.
Myself out on that.
All right, hold on. I want to finish this shit. Unless you,
you had a malfunction like 7 years ago. I remember.
I know.
That malfunction happened 43 years ago. When
this is the Joan Fest. I understand. All right, here we go. We'll start from the beginning because fuck it. You know why, Kyle?
Yeah.
What can I say about Kyle?
He's got a big dick. We all know
this. The man who likes tan. All right, we'll start with JB, Mr. Talk Show. That's hard to say. The one and only JB, he bombs so much, it's like John Jackson exploding his knee. You're like Indiana Jones movie. It only took one girl to get your ass whipped. Hey, Donnie, here's a question from Jeopardy. He's missed more shows than anyone. Alex, who is JB? Oh, shit. Stop. Wait. Is JB on the show tonight? Nope. He had to go fix a gate. JB used to get BJs in the back seat on the way to football games. Now he's dodging monkeys throwing poop filled with AIDS. That's all I have time for, this joke. We all know I'm the one who should say gun smoke. And who the fuck do you think you are? You know Broderick's is the fucking man. How do you even write rhymes with a carny hand? You're 5 foot nothing. Your dick's fucking small. You must have CT if you think you can win this brawl. When you were a kid, they called you Bobo, but they should have just called you Homo, because that describes you for show. You need to coach yourself up to beat the best, because I'm like Megatron. I'll snatch the Matrix leadership out your chest. Not even your idol Eric Dickerson could save you from this verbal beating, so erase it from your mind, because that shit is fleeting. Some might say this is the end. All I can say is Meat Dog has done it again, so fuck you.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Slap dog.
That's
right.
Good. That is good. It's actually not.
It's not my strong suit.
Pretty good rap battle needs callbacks to elementary school.
Hey, that's what this show is about, Donnie.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
So do you want my clap back?
Shit, clap it back.
Yeah, because I had about a minute and a half while I was putting my kids to bed to come up with something. And it's clear that if I'd have had 5 minutes, I would just hang up right now. But all right, Matt, go ahead and give me a beat, man.
Okay. Well, you want something slow or something fast?
I don't know. I've rehearsed this for not one time, so.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
Okay. All right.
Hold on. Hold on. Here we go.
I didn't study for this because it's always like a pretest. Didn't work hard on this because beating you is like a recess. But I will address your lack of skill. Let's agree it's a fucking shame. Listen to this here and I'll get you heading on like a fucking crane. We grew up on the same street, the same block, but you never had potential. The only love you got is from your job. Matt, we really think you are essential. Truth is, they send the infantry into work so they can all die first. Fuck Corona, you got me. Let V expedite the hearse. Your verse was worse than Melissa's fake purse, and you curse. But you see a nurse like that hoe on the cover of Blink 182. My lyrics are like the Nimitz, and you like a Sea-Doo. Better stop eating pork chop sandwiches. Bitch, I got your barbecue. You ain't no John Cena, motherfucker, I can see you. Could hear you? That's something I've never done. I would give you a chance to clap back, but you ain't no Obi-Wan. Your weak words have holes for days, just like JB's fishnet panties. Your game is old and lame, like your 102-year-old Grammy.
She is old.
All I get was fishnet panties.
Yeah,
I just love making fun of old people.
I know.
Talk about non-essential.
I texted Melissa. I said, "Hey, what are some of the things I should make fun of JB about?" She wrote, "He's whipped. He's old. He doesn't show up for his own show."
All accurate.
It takes all my material.
I was going to say, yeah, that's it.
All right, so Jason, we didn't set the bar very high for you.
No.
Kyle, are you going to whip up anything?
It's bad.
That means you have something.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're all bad. I
have something.
Yes. Find it.
You don't have to do it tonight. You could do JB's.
I got two whole verses.
I'm making an entire video, and I'll send it to you guys.
Okay. No, you're not.
Sure you are.
Yes, I am.
You're never going to do it ever.
It's happening.
Yeah,
Brooks doing it, you mean.
Kyle he's said helping. He's got two verses.
I'm film it.
I have two verses. That's it.
All right.
Give me a terrible beat.
Oh, you want to go? Okay. I got you. Anything in particular?
I don't care. Something not sound like Mario Brothers.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, the video game beats are a little bit distracting while you're spitting hot fire.
Okay. This is it. What, yo? 10 years of the Matt and JB show? Can I get a hoe? Hold up. Matt Broderick's the producer, showrunner, frontrunner. Fuck Dalton Hillier. Get that shit plugged in. Like you said, I'm a computer. Make sure your connections are tight, because your show always leads to a fight. JB, the talk show ghost. He's got so much energy, he might be dead or sleeping in his work bed. He's always playing with them monkeys looking out for their feces. This ain't the morning zoo. This is the Matt and JB show. 10 years? Fuck, shit. That's long. Probably put up 12 episodes total. We need this shit to go worldwide before the coronavirus gets inside. Hurry up. Put up more shows, mofos. Be careful. Soon, street pimps will rule the world if you don't record more. That's all I got.
Nice. Well done. That's good, Kyle.
It was.
The talk show ghost.
There is definitely a running theme of monkey throwing poop at Jason.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Todd, aren't you glad you logged on for this?
Oh, yeah. At least I can hear him this time when I couldn't hear him on whatever episode that was, two or three episodes ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When Carrie was trying to rap and nobody could hear him.
All I could hear was woo-ha.
Yeah. See, that's the video you got to make, Carrie, is the Wuhan video.
Well, then Kellen and I'll make it next weekend.
All right.
Yeah, I just need my strobe lights. I got to get them down. They're in the
strobe lights.
They're in the garage.
Wow. So, all right. So, everybody surviving? Everybody healthy?
No.
No. Everybody dying? Am I the only one? No. Cones, you're still working, right?
Yeah. Every day.
Are you going into the office?
Every other day.
All right. I'm still working.
What are they
JB.
Doing? Like when you go to the office, do they do anything like temperature checks or anything like that?
No, because I'd say probably 75% of the building is not there. The only thing I'm going in to do is to distribute PPE, and I'm the only one realistically. I mean, because I work in a utility that you know, we handle below ground and above ground utilities. Yeah, so I just go in, I get my guys some work and give them what they need. We finally got masks and shit, but, you know.
Yeah, I got a couple N95 masks last week.
I got 95s, we got K95s or something like that, and then the like surgical masks.
Yep.
Man, what about all these riots or protests that are going on?
People are tired of being in their house.
Yeah.
Get some exercise. It's not going
to solve anything.
No.
Yeah, it ain't. It's not going to fix anything. It's
about anything. It's going to make it worse.
Yeah. I mean,
let's ask Donnie with all the books.
Yeah.
Would you take the Sweden plan, Donnie?
I don't have a COVID book, Kyle.
I mean, oh, fuck, I am
yes,
drunk.
It's become politicized.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's ridiculous. So any governor who doesn't like Trump, anything that comes out of the administration, they're going to say it sucks and is wrong, even if it's right. Anything that – otherwise, it's just – this for anything to be political, this is the dumbest thing in the world to be political.
Okay. It is. It is. I mean, there should be one focus on this, and that's not to overrun the hospitals and healthcare system.
Hasn't happened.
Right. Because people are staying home for the most part.
Maybe. I mean, we have no alternative to that. There's been no control. So maybe. But we're not even close. Other than like even the New York area, which hasn't been overrun, nothing's been even close. Most hospitals are freaking ghost towns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because everybody's afraid to go in for everything
right.
else.
Well, no, that's true. People aren't going in for elective stuff and casual stuff. Like, if you're a doctor who's not actually working actively on this issue, your business is going to be in
shit. There you go.
Mike came back with his mask.
Fucking scorpion just showed up.
I know. Get over here!
Finish him.
That's right. So Donnie's right. I had to go into patient first yesterday.
Really?
Yes, I get attacked by a pit bull.
Shut up! Yeah, is that what's off with your arm?
Your hand? Let me. Yeah, exactly. That's what I saw.
Oh shit!
What happened?
Yeah, I was asked that earlier, but I figured we'd wait until the show started.
Yeah. What happened?
No, actually, Todd, this is what I do at night: is I dress up like Jeff Hardy, and then I fucking wait for somebody to come down the stairs, and I jump off the counter.
I just figured
you're in there swanton bombing the old lady.
No, I figured you just had rubbed your hand raw, jerking off, being stuck at home.
No, well, that's a whole different thing because my left hand is my guest hand.
Right.
No. Yeah. Where were you, Gary? What happened?
I'm at the dog. No, I'm at the dog park, and I have my dog, who's he's kind of a psychopath, but this dog was super aggressive outside of the park, and the guy brought him in anyway, and my dog got into a fight with this dog. And I made the mistake of sticking my hand in between them. Mm. Yeah. So 7 stitches later.
Damn.
Nice.
Yeah. Was your dog?
No, like he's over there looking like a fucking cosmonaut with his like.
Oh. He's got the cone.
The cone.
He's got the Matt cone on his head.
He's got the Matt cones.
He's got the Matt cone of shame.
He's got the Matt cones, and so $700.
Christ.
And did you charge the pit bull owner? I mean, what's that deal?
So the whole situation like turned into it was so chaotic. Like the guy like jerked the dog out of there. And I've got my dog pulled himself out of his collar. Like so he's running loose and I'm bleeding. And the guy's got the dog outside of the thing, loading him in the car. So anyway, we're on the search for this dude because he's got to pick up the bill. And my whole deal is going to be like, listen, yeah, man, I've seen him a couple of times, like prior. I was like, either, you know, you pick up the bill or I'm going to have the authorities euthanize your dog. You know, I don't want your dog to die, but I'm not paying $700.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Is Sean Jackson's brother still living there?
No, he moved. it was his cousin. Yeah.
Wow.
He moved. Anyway, whatever. So, but you're right, Donnie. Like, I went into the place to get, like, treated, and there was no one there. And they said everybody's calling ahead and kind of going through the symptoms of whatever. And almost everybody, if it's not, like, fitting the corona, ID, they're avoiding it.
That's kind of how we should handle healthcare anyway. Don't go to the emergency room. But, that's the situation right now. Even New York, I mean, they had a lot more. They're not empty like that, but they're not overrun.
Right.
Well, that's good. That's what we wanted, was not to overrun.
Hopefully this fast forwards kind of web-based medicine in general, right?
Yeah, I hope so. And hell, work from home. Hope work from home in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. I do.
Get off the damn road.
My parents.
I love this freaking traffic, man.
My parents. Dude, I'll tell you what. We were on our way home from my parents last night, and there was a lot of people on the road. I think people are starting to really get cabin fever.
Yeah.
And they're going out more and more. And, you know, I understand. Look, you stay home, it's going to keep people from getting sick. But I don't know if people are going to really wait that much longer. You know what I mean?
Well, I know the one thing I can't wait for is when I need these fucking kids to go back to school. They're going bananas, man.
I need my kid to go to school. I need my kid to go back to the babysitter.
Yeah. Our schools are closed for the rest of the season.
I know. So are ours. I mean, it's going to be fall before they go back, and I don't even know what they're going to do about, you know, Are you finishing second grade, or are you just going on to third grade? Or
they're handing out diplomas at colleges from people that finished their semester. I'm pretty sure your kids can move.
There's some happy college kid right now.
Just college. Everybody
would have saved me a lot of stress.
I want a refund on my taxes.
The college kids are doing it online.
I've got a bunch of kids that are excited as shit about this. They're like, thank God.
We just graduated, right?
Oh, dude, they're like, email me. What do I got to do?
Everybody get their stimulus check?
Yep. Yeah. 34 Hunge.
June.
Good for you.
Shit, I didn't
34.
Yeah. No. Nope. 1,200 per adult and 500 per kid.
Yeah.
Now, here's
I didn't get no 1,200.
Here's the
no, I didn't get 1,200.
Oh, okay.
Well, you get shit.
I made too much.
So,
that's funny too, because I make a shitload of money too, but the wife doesn't.
Well, that's the problem. Melissa had a really good year last year.
Yeah.
So we're not getting a check, but also she got furloughed.
Yeah. Oh.
So I mean, we're like, well, what the fuck, you know? Yeah, she had a good year last year, but she's not working now, and we don't get a check. I mean, we get $1,000 for the two kids. No.
Really?
You bring over $200,000, you're not getting anything.
Yeah, I do good. I do okay. And Melissa did really well last year. So, and then also the last 3 or 4 years we've owed on taxes. So they don't have our direct deposit on file because we don't have, there's nothing for them to direct, you know, we're sending them money. They ain't sending us shit.
Okay. We make we're under the 150.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, we always get return. So yeah, it was in there last Friday and it hit posted on Wednesday.
I don't know. We're dropping all of our allowances to zero.
Oh, see, I already claimed zero anyway.
I'm just claiming. Yeah. I've never changed it. I claim one. I got to see what she's claiming. She should be claiming zero.
Yeah,
but I don't know what they're gonna. I don't know what's gonna happen now.
I've got mine down perfect. I think I get.
If I was married to you,
I got $34 in state.
You still want to go, motherfucker?
Is it a tax break? Take care of the disabled. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
I got $34 from state and $34 from federal, so it's perfect for me.
That works. State taxes. What are those?
Oh yeah, Florida.
I don't want. Florida, I don't want to. I don't want to get the big check at the.
Kyle is Florida man tonight.
I'd rather have it through the year.
Up on the backwards hat, money, drinking like.
Right now, that's what I'm saying. I'd rather have it through the year.
The government shouldn't be making juice on your money.
Right. Nope.
All right. Let's switch it up a little bit. I do want to talk about, as everybody pretty much knows, Donnie here has been on Jeopardy. And he's also been on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Donnie, are you watching the new run of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, it's celebrities. Celebrities are always awful on these shows. And Millionaire's not. Look, I'm on it. I've been on it, but Millionaire's not a great show anyway. It's just too slow. And it's too easy for a lot of, you know, for most of the run. And these celebrities are idiots.
It's too easy. Yeah.
I mean, that Indian kid, he did so great on it. I mean, anybody could
eat that. Who hosted that?
The first five questions Jay could get. I mean, it's just,
whoa. Jay level. Oh, shit. All Jay's right, going to have to put a couple bars about Donnie in there.
Fun. Is Donnie coming out with a rap too? I don't know. Shit.
Yeah. Next rap battle.
No, but celebrities are morons, and they spend way too much time talking, and it's just, you get like seven questions an episode. It's awful.
And they're doing a thing where they got...
Kind of vouch for that, because we went and saw the Celebrity Jeopardy at like Warner Theater or whatever it was.
DNR, probably. Constitution
Hall.
DNR,
yeah, DNR, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, it's like, now Jeopardy's different because it was like the DC version, so it was like political
people. Yeah, power players.
But
yeah.
Then like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar came out, and I'm like, but he's Kareem actually pretty damn good.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who's a very smart guy, missed a question about himself on Jeopardy.
That's fucking funny.
Are you serious?
I am. Look it up. It was about airplane. Who missed it?
Donnie, did you see comedian Nikki Glaser on it?
I never heard of her, but yeah, I saw it.
Oh, she's fun. She's pretty funny, actually. Wow, you see her snafu?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and by the way, I've been through the briefing on that show. When you say final answer, it's final freaking answer.
So for everybody else who didn't see it, it was probably everybody. For whatever reason, they have somebody sitting behind them, and she had Dr. Drew with her, and they were doing you know, you could actually basically just ask the person back there if they know the answer to the question.
Yeah.
And so it was about movies, and the answer was 1917, and they agreed upon the answer being 1917, and then I think the other answer that was left was like something like Uncut Gems, and she's like, whatever it was. She's like, Dr. Drew, it was 1917, right? And he's like, yeah, that's what it is. And then she turns and she looks at the thing and she goes, Uncut Gems, final answer. Oh, wait, no, I mean 1917, final answer. And then the show just came to a fucking screeching halt.
Jeez.
And you could tell Jimmy Kimmel was like, what the fuck is that? Did she just, they're looking at the judges. And so. Hey.
They do it for charity for the celebrities. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter. But they've had to modify the show, of course, because of the COVID. Well, first of all, the person sitting behind them for there's 10 questions, whatever it is because celebrities and they're idiots, so they're allowed to do that. But the studio, they don't have an ask the audience because they can't have an audience because it taped like a month ago in California. It got to the point where things weren't shut down, but you couldn't have large crowds. So they've got an ask the host instead, so you can ask Kimmel. It's just the show's. Yeah.
And Kimmel's a fucking radio DJ. He doesn't know shit.
Hey, speaking of all these people.
Yeah, he does celebrity stuff, now. Right.
Kimmel used to be funny as shit.
I haven't watched him in a while. But speaking of COVID and speaking of doctors, all right.
So, doctors.
You know what I'm idiots. Fucking tired of? I'm tired of Dr. Phil, yeah. Dr. Oz, and Dr.
Drew?
Dr. Drew.
Yep.
Running their mouth.
Dr. Doom?
About this issue, it's like a porn star pretending they're an actress. So if you had those three in a ring, Todd, I'm throwing this to you.
Sure.
If you had those three in a wrestling ring, Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, and Dr. Drew, who wins?
I mean, just based off physique, I would say Dr. Drew, but I mean,
Dr. Doom.
He's still a practicing doctor.
Which one?
That's also true.
Yeah, Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew.
So's Oz, I think.
Yeah, but isn't he a sex doctor?
No. Dr. Drew is a legit doctor. He specializes in addiction medicine, but he's a real doctor.
Yeah.
Aren't they all doctors?
Yeah. Oz is a cardiologist.
Well, no, Dr. Phil is like a psychologist.
They're not practicing doctors. Dr. Drew has you could schedule an appointment with Dr. Drew.
No, yeah. I think Oz is a practicing cardiologist.
Oh, is he?
I think he is too. Yeah, he's
very well regarded as a cardiologist.
What about
Dr. Well, that's the thing is, that's my point. Is like porn stars are actresses.
What you need to
but
do.
Nobody respects them as actresses.
I do.
Yeah, oh. But a porn star doesn't go to school for 10 years.
Okay. Yeah, they did. Starting at 15, I've read the story.
All right, well, back to the thing. So, Donnie, do you want to tell everybody about your new project?
Yeah. All right, well, this is, I guess, the world media premiere announcement of this project. So,
dude, tens
of people that are a part of the show, they know.
Tens of tens of people are going to listen to this.
Yes, nine. There's nine people.
I'm already here listening. No one's going to hear this.
The denominator.
The nine of you and Matt Wayne listens later. So I have been working for the last couple months to create a trivia app. We'll be launching in about a month. It's kind of exciting for me because I haven't had, you guys know that's a real job in about a decade. I'm kind of excited about it. I hope it'll be fun. And I hope it'll be lucrative.
Kill people.
What's it called?
It's if you're out there listening, don't rush off to the Play Store or the Apple Store because keep in mind, it won't be ready. I don't want to frustrate you.
Dozens, pull it up right now.
Thousands, whatever, of listeners. It's going to be called Triviapolis Treasures because it has a location theme to it. So you'll basically play trivia about a place. Like, let's say you're going to visit Padishaw in L.A. and you want to learn about L.A. You might
prefer
trivia because trivia might be a fun way to learn about culture or entertainment or history or whatever about a place. And it'll have rewards, kind of low-level, non-cash type of rewards for play. That's why it's called Treasures. And Matt and Kyle and Jay and any of the rest of y'all who want to can are going to be beta testing in a couple
months. Nice.
That sounds good.
You know, Jason do it?
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
No, if you want to beta test, just get me your email address and whether you're on an iOS or an Android device, and I'll put you on the email.
No, I'm dumb.
No,
you should.
No, I'm not going to accept that. But first of all, that's fine because I need to test all levels of play.
Okay. Is it a game show? We actually watched a game show that you need to sign up for. Okay. Have you seen the game Hot Ones?
What?
It's on True TV.
I've seen the commercial for it, but I haven't seen
it. Holy shit. Okay, so basically you're sitting at a podium and they've got like heaters blowing on you. You're sweating your ass off. Oh, and then by the way, you have to eat hot ass chicken wings.
Well, I like that part.
Dude, I'm telling you need to go on this game show. It looks fun as hell. Hot Ones. It's on True TV.
I've seen the commercial for it. I haven't actually seen the show. I see the people are like,
on you. You're eating hot wings.
And your answer's trivia questions.
Ass off while you have to answer questions.
Since the NCAA tournament didn't go, I haven't watched True TV in a year.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's true.
That's so true.
Didn't True TV used to be like Court TV, too?
Yeah, it was Court TV. Yeah.
So much
PBS.
Better.
Greta Van Susteren was all over it.
Hey, Donnie is...
Donnie...
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Matt.
I was going to say, is our friend Mike Sheriff... Is he helping you on that?
He advised me a little bit in the beginning.
Okay.
Because I thought it would be more technically demanding on me than it has been, but it turns out my contractors who are doing the software work. It's fine. I don't have to know technical anything, really. So, and I probably undersell my technical abilities anyway, but it's fine. So Mike advised at the beginning, and our big friend B. Luke.
Yeah.
You know B.
Luke, yes.
He is one of my investor partners in this, and of course, counsel.
Your representative.
Yes. Kyle, when we sell this thing, I want that dude sitting next to me at the table.
Yeah. What type of law does he specialize in?
He does
the law.
Mostly does securities law.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, cool. I'm excited for it.
That's awesome.
I love good trivia app. We were doing the. What's the one that everybody did? It was really hot for a while. HQ.
It came back.
Oh, it did? I didn't know it went away.
2 weeks ago.
I don't play it. I didn't like it in general. But also, my app's nothing like that because it's not simulating a game show. It's not scheduled, right? You can play whenever. It's much simpler. There's no complicated presentation to it. But yeah, HQ came back a couple weeks ago. I think they got new investors.
Yep.
Those guys blew through $25 million. So I'm not going to do that.
Really? I didn't even know it had shut down. Wow. I knew it. Oh. Well, yeah, it was fun.
About 2 months ago.
One of the founders OD'd.
Oh, I did see that. I did see that. That the guy.
That was 2 years ago, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if, cool. if I fall in $25 million,
I'm with you, Mike.
What would you
25
do,
million? Yeah, we are.
$25 million lands on me. You won't see me again vertical, I'm sure, for a long time.
Yeah.
You would you walk right out into the ocean and just keep going?
It'd be like the awakening. Kate Chopin, Patterson, just walk out.
Shit.
Man, just like that.
All right.
Donnie,
oh, cool.
Donnie, you should. I think it's awesome. That's cool.
Yeah.
I think your name's bad.
I think you're bad.
I know I'm bad, but I think your name's bad.
Yeah?
I think the name of your app is bad.
Good. What, well, we definitely didn't talk about that for 2 months straight.
But the good news is, when you're $25 million richer, you can go ahead and throw that on my fucking head.
I wouldn't do that to you, Vipe. I
mean, you have to. You're 6'2" times 4. You could throw it on my head.
Apparently Kyle needs to throw it on your head with his baby arm.
His baby arm holding an apple.
That's what Kyle would do. He'd get into his house at these holiday parties, and he'd wake up and they'd just be standing there next to you, and it's hanging over your shoulder.
Never fall asleep in the same room.
He's just trying to wake you up. It's okay.
It was his macaque.
Is macaque.
I would never fall asleep in the same room with any of you. Hey, Mike had a question.
Probably Mike, a good idea.
Yeah, I was just gonna say I can see like your app application.
Donnie, like, have you ever been in my house, Donnie? No, but I want to hear from Mike right now. We'll get back to that.
No, I'm just saying, like my kids, we're on an airplane, we're about to go somewhere, right? Yeah. I'd love to be able to say, look, get on this app. Play on this for 2 hours till we get there, you know, whatever. Here you go. Is it kid level or is it like
no, it's not. Level? Well, it depends on how advanced your kids are. I'd say it's maybe advanced middle schoolers could keep up with it. But I want to hear your point of view as a parent, Mike, because that part's important. So I was one step in the process. I have a bunch of people writing trivia for me. A guy wrote a series of questions for Portland that came to me today. And one of the questions I tried to modify it to make it a little bit more family friendly, but I got to the point where I couldn't do it and had to eliminate because it was about a vegan strip club. Question about a vegan strip club. First of all, I think it's just horrifying to expose any children to meatlessness.
what's the strip club called? Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Kyle, I can't remember. That's but it should have been.
It should have been.
I don't like, wait. I don't. I don't get.
They're like non-cotton g-strings.
What? How is a regular strip club non-vegan?
Well, it's. I think it serves food.
Oh, because some the food they serve, they don't serve any.
It's not about no.
Food's not bad. Okay,
so it's a fucking hippie strip club.
Pretty decent food at a strip
it's
club.
In Portland.
Oh
it's
man, in Portland. There's some hairy ass bitches in that place. Then. You know what I mean?
And I bet they all come out wearing fucking plaid, like lumberjack fucking.
No,
yeah.
Mrs. Bigfoot comes out.
Fucking patchouli oil.
Little G-strings.
Anyway, I couldn't figure out a way to make it a family-friendly question.
That's a stretch for sure.
So, Mike, hopefully that answers your question. There's no stripper, vegan stripper club.
Not vegan.
Not vegan.
I'm about to Google this.
So, any city you fly into, you'll have trivia on? No, Kyle, not any city. If you fly into the central Wisconsin airport, I'm not going to have a trivia question on Stevens Point. It's starting with 51 cities in the U.S. and Canada, and then we'll expand from there. Probably not to every city in America, probably internationally, or I don't know, maybe smaller cities.
The city below me, they thought they could, the people that founded it thought they could drill to the center of the earth.
See, there's great trivia everywhere. And I would like that one.
Wait, Kyle.
Estero, Florida.
The problem was the water table is only 2 feet there.
That's crazy. Did you ever hear about that hole in Russia? The deepest hole ever drilled?
No. They drip yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And you could hear like...
Her name is Ivanka.
Yeah.
It's up in the north hole. By Archangel. Yeah.
Yeah, they dug this hole like thousands of feet into the earth's crust, and then they put a microphone down it. I don't know why, but... I guess it sounded pretty wild down there.
Help me!
Russians, yeah. Hey,
I found the vegan strip club.
What's it called? Where's the beef?
No, it's called Casa Diablo.
Yeah, that's ooh. It.
And okay, so here's the tagline: Casa Diablo puts its meat on the pole, not on the plate. Casa Diablo sits on the outskirts of Northwest Portland's lush forest park. The sign outside reads "Nude Dancers." So you know that you're what you're getting into before stepping foot inside the dimly lit bar. But it's not your average strip club. Oh, no. This is a vegan strip club and the only one of its kind in the world. Hmm. The one-of-a-kind club also puts forth a one-of-a-kind motto. Vixens, not veal. Sizzle, not steak. We put the meat on the pole, not on the plate, and it lives up to it. Casa Diablo celebrated its 10th anniversary. Jesus Christ. Right. Hey, I guess somebody likes it.
Does it have stripper profiles?
Oh, yes, it does.
Oh,
but, dude, there's like fucking. If you go to the website, so there's Casa Diablo Vegan Strip Clubs, mm-hmm. and then there's Casa Diablo 1, The Original Blood, and Casa Diablo 2, Dusk Till Dawn. It's like a goth bar, dude.
Really?
So you've done way more research on this question than I have, but you see why it makes a good trivia question.
Hey, except Jim,
for, you know, the one thing.
Jimmy, name one stripper that's on the Casa Diablo website.
Strip snake.
No. I'm saying a stripper name.
The stripper name.
Yeah.
Cinnamon.
Avocado.
But with an S, right, Donnie?
Sure. Why not?
They can. No, man.
I'm not there to read.
Hey, they got an Instagram. Let's go.
Tofu. I don't. Is tofu vegan?
They got almond milk.
Wait, are they, so do they serve vegan
free
food?
Grass.
Do they serve vegan food or are the strippers vegan?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I think
probably both. Vegan food.
How healthy are these strippers?
That's right.
I want to see some 80-pound fucking strippers.
Yeah. Okay, I haven't had a steak in 10 years. That's what and I want to
sexy,
see.
The sexy senorita of August is Peyton.
You can't, like, if you're at a certain angle, you can't even see her behind the stripper pole.
Oh, there's a chat feature. Hold on.
Oh, you can talk to him, huh?
No, I'm talking about in this thing. I'm going to send y'all a picture.
Okay.
If I pay enough, will they eat my seaweed?
That's right.
Oh, Kelp would be a good name of a stripper.
Kelp.
Kelp.
Kale.
Kale would be great, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now appearing on stage two, welcome Kale.
Quinoa? Is that vegan quinoa?
It's ethnic.
Tofu.
That's right. Spicy. Tofu.
Come into the stage. We've got cinnamon.
Lentils.
Boy, she don't smell like onions, but she sure is.
And here's our...
Wait, never mind. Yes, she does smell like onions.
Okay. Here's our spicy Middle Eastern dancer coming to the stage. Couscous.
Oh, boy. Wow, you learn something new every day. Look, this show is informative, kids.
That's why I'm doing a trivia app, so you learn
stuff. That's right.
Thank you.
But you said you didn't put the vegan strip club in it.
No, just the eight of you learned that one. We're going to have others. There are 12,800 other questions, just not about vegan strippers.
No. We should make an app about vegan strippers, Donnie.
Maybe next time.
Okay.
I mean, there's only one club.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
All right, I got a question for you. Now, you're big on the conspiracy theories. You've been home a lot lately. Have you read anything good lately?
About COVID or about...
Anything. What do you got? What you got? Anything interesting you've come across lately?
I'm not really big on conspiracy theories.
Okay.
But, hey, here's a trivia question. Know your neighbor.
Good question. Yeah. Good question, Matt.
I did have a lengthy conversation with my batshit crazy aunt about how COVID is bioengineered. That was an interesting conversation.
Oh, are they one of those people that believe it's related to 5G?
Oh, I heard that 5G one.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. Yeah.
Oh, people in the UK burned, I don't know how you do this, but burned some towers because of 5G COVID stuff.
It's so crazy.
Well, at least two of them.
Burn the cell tower.
I think they still burn witches over there too, though. So, you know, I don't know how much credence that
gives. You've been there, right? It's really cold. You got to keep warm.
Burning witches.
All right, let's stick to Matt's know your friends thing. Hey, Matt, tell me about the WNBA draft.
What? What's her face? Inescu from Oregon went number one to the New Jersey Liberty. I know
there's
that.
There's a lot of Northeastern references in this.
I know. Show. Very, very Pacific Northwest oriented.
Were any of you guys desperate enough to watch the horse challenge on ESPN or whatever it was?
I was, but I forgot.
I have been.
Here, like 5 minutes. It was awful.
It was so bad.
What was the horse challenge?
They played horse. They played birch. They had a bunch of players.
In their driveways.
What's his name? The dude from Mike Conley, I think. I think he plays for the Jazz now. I think he won it.
Correct.
It was Did any big names play? Did any big names play?
Yeah, there were decent. There were some decent players that played in it.
Paul Pierce was the biggest washed up one. Trae Young, yeah, Trae Young.
Hey, I heard from Kevin Durant. I thought he had the COVID thing.
Oh, he did weeks ago.
Have
you heard from him?
He didn't die. He was.
I mean, I'm just saying.
He's not a friend of mine. I don't know him personally.
Yeah, he stopped texting me, but I think he's fine.
He might be at Casa de Vegan in Portland right now.
So I will tell you.
He just put kale through college.
Put kale through college.
He's asking for a tofurkey.
He's pretty mid.
Tofurkey and gravy.
All right. I'll tell you this. A person very close to me, I'm not going to tell you who it is because I know he doesn't want me putting his business out on the streets, but he is heavily, I found out actually yesterday how heavy he's gotten into horse racing. Because horse racing is still going on, and it's basically the only thing that you can bet on right now.
Only thing you bet on, yeah.
So he's been sending me these, so I signed up for it, and I put like 25 bucks in. I know he does. Our other neighbor, Mike, he's a big horse race guy too, but no, somebody else I'm close to.
My brother-in-law?
Huh? No.
Do you want us to start guessing?
No.
Does anybody need one while I'm up?
No, I don't want you to start guessing.
Keep grabbing my dad. All right.
But he was like, dude, I was up to 4 o'clock in the morning last night researching today's races. I was like, you really are bored in your house, aren't you? He's like, yeah. And then he's sending me all these race sheets from all these insiders on what to bet on today. And so it's cool. It's cool to bet on the horses. But here's the thing. It's like you do all this research and then you place all these bets and then the race starts and it's over 30 seconds later. Yeah. And then you're like, all right, next race.
Did you read?
Wow. More research. It's like 3 or 4 hours worth of research for a 30-second race and then it's over. And I've probably made
15
bets. Yeah. Oh yeah. And I won like twice.
You're desperate.
And I am. Cause it's like, so there's the exacta, and the exacta, you got to get the first place, the second place horse. And then the trifecta is you got to get first, second, and third. And then you can box it. And that means if you box it, if you pick three horses, and if as long as they end in the top three,
whatever place they are,
you win. So that's how I've been filling. Well, just recently, been filling my FanDuel withdrawal.
I see Biscuit looking.
Here's the thing: they don't even. You don't even. No one even pays attention Black to their to their dumb names. It's all just their number.
Hey, you know, I didn't know this, but you know, they did FanDuel for WrestleMania.
Yeah, I had a team.
Really? Wow.
I didn't. I didn't know anything about it.
Yep, they did a FanDuel WrestleMania thing. They had all my guys, like fucking Randy Orton, Todd, the greatest wrestler of all time.
But you knew he wasn't going to win.
I did not know because I didn't know, even know who he was wrestling. I saw
a guy by the name of Edge.
I just saw that there was
the first time in 9 years.
Yeah,
I saw.
And look, you know what?
How can you bet on something that's not a sport?
I'm even more offended, Todd, that he didn't ask us for references here. Come on.
Oh, it was just a thing.
Did you handicap that?
Yeah, I mean, you got insiders right there at the tip of your finger, and you didn't ask nobody.
Well, I didn't do a whole lot of research into it. I was like, oh, they're betting on WrestleMania? I was like, I picked all my favorite wrestlers. I was like, all right, I got Randy Orton. Up. I got Bray Wyatt. Who else do I like? What's her face? Leaping Lanny Poffo. Got JYD, Junkyard Dog. Got fucking Tugboat.
Damn right.
Do you have any more dead people?
Oh, we could.
Ricky the Dragon Speedboat.
Oh,
he's
that's
not dead.
Oh, we should go around the room and do the dead wrestler game.
Yeah, oh, Tones, I did go and watch the Chris Benoit thing.
No.
Oh, you did?
Oh, my God, dude.
How bad was
brutal.
It?
It's so brutal, isn't it, Carrie?
Unbelievable.
I cried just listening to you talk about it on the podcast.
I mean, it was so rough.
Yes. And I started flipping through all of those, like, quickly. Yeah. I mean, obviously started with that one, but then I looked at the other ones, and I was like, wow, there's a whole, like, just plethora of just bad, just life stories here.
And you got to think, that's only, like, what, 8-9 episodes total? There's so much more. Like, yeah. It really is. Like, there is a lot of bad shit that's happened to these guys.
Is there a Jake the Snake Roberts one?
Not yet.
Yes.
They made a whole movie about Jake the Snake.
The Resurrection of Jake the Snake.
Oh, well, was the wrestler based on Jake the Snake?
Loosely, yes.
Loosely. Yeah. Gotcha.
It's based on a lot of those guys, really.
Right. Just like a amalgamation of a bunch of wrestlers and what they've gone through.
The daughter thing was a lot of Jake because Jake is very alienated from his kid. Well, was. But yeah, no, Randy the Ram was kind of like a mixture of a couple guys.
I want the Macho Man story.
The dark side of Macho and Miss Elizabeth about that relationship.
Well, she's dead, right?
Yeah, Miss Elizabeth's dead.
How'd she die? Did she OD too?
Drug overdose. She drug overdosed at Lex Luger's house.
at the Total Package's house?
Yeah, and dude, if you saw the Total Package, fucking bunch of total toothpicks. Dude is so fucking no muscle. He's done.
Really?
Oh yeah, drugs.
So he's at the strip club in Portland then.
Damn right.
is he stripping at the
DJ and vegans?
Is he stripping at the where's the beef?
Yeah, damn right.
Where's the beef? That's funny. That is hilarious.
The VWE.
So for next week, we'll chat again online this week, and let's get together a list of our top 10 toys from our childhood. We'll talk about them. Because I thought that was a pretty good topic. It could be anything. Nerf.
I can do that right now,
dude. Who didn't love
that right now, Matt? It'd take 2 seconds.
Fuck yeah! We don't need to write that shit down.
Hey. For 9 guys, 10 each is a lot. So 5's probably right for all of us right now. We can do it off the top of our heads.
All right. Well, I wanted to turn it into a bigger discussion, but since since you guys,
but here's the thing: we're gonna do a lot of what I like to refer to as a Jason Bailey. We're gonna start it, and then we're not ever gonna get to it down the road.
No, don't blame me for that.
Oh, he can't talk. He has to be present enough for that to be the case.
And plus, next week is Apocalypse. We ain't talking about toys with Big Brown and Burnsy.
Well,
how's Burnsy doing anyway?
Is he all right?
Talk to him.
I don't know if next week's going to be a podclips because I haven't. It really depends on Josh's health. So it's
okay.
I haven't heard from him. I haven't even heard from him to see if he got tested, if he was positive for. But he sounded rough.
Monday.
He sounded rough when he sent that message to us.
Rough as shit.
Yeah.
What were his symptoms?
He couldn't talk. His chest hurt really bad. He secluded himself from his whole family, but he was still taking shots of Jameson.
Yeah, but he's still taking shots of Jameson.
He told me he asked the doctor. He said, "Does Jameson and Skull cure COVID?" And the doctor said, "I don't know." He said, "All right, well, I'm going to try it for you."
I think I heard Fauci talking about that in the briefing this morning. Didn't he mention? I thought he mentioned Skull and J-Mo.
Hey, Dr. Fauci, I heard of
a vegetariano.
A shot of J-Mo.
I'm getting the antibody test next week.
You are?
Yeah.
Did you think I know you thought you had it, right?
Yeah, I think I did. So I was sick the first 2 weeks of the quarantine.
Okay.
And I lost my smell and taste. And I was like, I just felt so like exhausted. And I had like a little cough, but it wasn't bad. And I had a fever, just a low grade fever for 2 weeks. But it was the smell taste thing that really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like a telltale sign these days.
I don't know.
Yep.
Looks like your Wi-Fi connection got the Rona.
He just died.
He just
died. RIP, Jimmy. Goddamn COVID. Claimed another one.
He's just like.
Look at his face.
Shut your windows, man.
He's dead.
That was funny.
Was it spreading? I gotta
there he is. He lived.
I could hear you the whole time.
Okay.
Your face froze.
Like, yeah, you froze. Just, like, froze. You just
eyes were closed.
Goddamn coronavirus!
My wife and kid were asymptomatic, so I would love if I had the antibodies.
Yeah. We'll see. Wait a minute. So I heard there's two different groups saying you can get it again, and then some people say you can't get it again.
Still unknown.
The medical community at large seems to think it's going to react like any other virus, and you're going to have some sort of immunity for the next 2 years. In South Korea, there are these like specific cases where people are getting it after recovering, but they're not sure if they recovered entirely, if they ever like actually tested negative for COVID, or if it was just still alive in their system. And they also don't know if the testing is super accurate. There's a lot of like what ifs. But most of the medical community here in the United States seem to think that it's going to respond like any other virus once you develop the antibodies.
All right. Bye, Mike. Mike's going to step off. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
I got you. Hey, enjoy great time, guys.
All right, Mike.
Enjoy your pizza.
All right. I'm going to vegans right after.
Going to Where's the Beef?
Go to where? No, it should be called Where's the Beef Curtains.
That's a little too much.
Arby's, home of the Whopper.
Oh boy, man!
All right, so do you want to do the toy thing?
Do it.
It's easy. It's so easy.
I like Donnie's how Combs comes on for a couple weeks.
We already know Matt's number
G.I.
one.
G.I. Joe's.
No, wait, whoa, hold on. Combs comes on the show for a couple weeks, and now he's already producing. He told me how to run my own show.
This thing along here.
Huh?
You know, I'm trying to move this thing along because generally, you know, between the two of you, there's just a lot of silence.
Yeah, you're not used to somebody contributing with you, Matt.
I know. It's weird. So weird.
Wow.
What are you going to do? Make a music video that you'll debut next year?
This music video is going to happen. And
yeah. Like, yeah.
Okay.
No. All right.
Are you gonna wear those silk stockings?
Shit, we'll be on COVID-20 by the time that shit comes out.
I know. I'd love for you to prove us all wrong, but I mean, we're just going by, you know, the best. The best.
It might not be next weekend, but give me two weeks.
What do they say, Donnie? What's the expression? The best predictor of future behavior is past.
Close enough. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum.
You're on the right track.
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum. Goldblum.
I did, by the way, if you look on the Chupacabra radio thing, I did upload the first ever episode of Apodcalypse from 2011.
Cuba Gooding Radio?
Cuba Gooding Jr. Radio.
I listened to that a couple weeks ago.
You did? With fucking Turpin?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. He's such a D-bag.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's just flat out racist towards Big Brown the whole episode, but it's funny.
I wouldn't be anything towards Big Brown because he could kill me.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Big Brown and Burnsy met as bouncers at a bar in Adams Morgan, and those are two dudes I would not fuck with.
And then if you want to fuck with Big Brown and Burnsy, they have fucking Abe with them too, and he's a monster.
Mm-hmm. Yes, all three of them are huge.
Yeah. Joe Knife,
Christ.
Yes, they are.
Turpin got a death wish.
Their stories are the best, though. But I'm going to find our pod clips and put those up, too.
I got a couple of them.
Do you do?
Uh-huh.
Jimmy, a pod clips is a thing we used to do where we had there was like two or three podcasts that were friends, and we'd all get together.
Jimmy, we used to have this thing called a network.
Yeah. And we'd all get together and do
at least two of them in the Matt and JB feed on iTunes.
Yeah, there are.
You just got to scroll back far enough for them.
Right.
Nah, not too far.
Yeah, not too far.
And we start out with all these topics, and they always just end up with us talking about porn.
Yeah, it's always porn.
It always ends up being porn
and jerking off.
Yep. Has anybody done the COVID porn on the porn site yet?
Nope.
I watched one.
COVID porn.
I described it last week. It was one where they were banging in like an abandoned building.
With masks on?
No, they weren't wearing masks, but she had a fat ass.
Look at Donnie's face. Donnie's like, I've got to log off now.
I'm going to read some books.
Yeah. So, Donnie, how are you spending?
He's in his library.
Are you secluded by yourself?
I mean, how else could you be secluded?
Well, I didn't know if you went and are you isolated by yourself? I didn't know if you went and
I live in a house with no other people. Yeah.
Do you go to Rolling Ridge and dunk?
I don't think there's a low rim over there right now, Kyle. And besides, I would get arrested if I set foot on government property. You know they ripped the rims off the hoops at Briar Patch a few weeks ago?
Oh, they took the rims off our basketball hoops, too, over here.
Yeah, come to Cambodia, Jay. Come to Cambodia.
Cambodia is still there?
Yeah. It's a homeowners association. We don't have to follow any other rules other than the Nazi rules.
Now, Cambodia, Greg Minuski used to live there, right?
How would I know? That was 30 years ago.
It was last year.
No, Greg Minuski used to, when he was a backup linebacker, he lived in Cambodia.
I was going
to
say he was the defensive line coach or the defensive coordinator last year.
Yeah, but he ain't living in Cambodia.
Yeah. So
I didn't live here then.
For guys like Todd and Matt and Jimmy, there was a neighborhood in Sterling.
Mercedes, let me go for a walk and see if it's there.
Hold on. Let Matt explain.
So there was a neighborhood where Donnie now lives in Sterling, and there was a basketball court we liked to play at, and a lot of the kids that played there were Cambodian.
No, I think Kyle saw one Asian and so he called it Cambodia.
That's probably more accurate of a story. But
it's
from
been
there
Cambodia
on out,
ever since
that's where that's where Cambodia started. Kyle, where did we start the booty game?
That was in Herndon where you go over the pond there, pond
across the Satanwoods.
Satanwoods,
yes.
Oh, and Drainsville.
Guys are like, oh, when you lose, you put your hands up on fence.
That, okay. All right, so there's
and we two. Left. And so we left.
So there's two different types of the booty game. There was the booty game, which was that you played like a game of basketball, and the losing team had to stand with their hands against like the fence, and the winning team got to stand like at half court and throw the ball as hard as they could at your ass.
these guys in Herndon were doing it from the foul line, and it was we were playing 21, and we all left when we heard the rules of booty ball.
Yeah, we were like, no thanks, dudes. Yeah.
We made up our own rules of booty.
Like, we're going across the county line here.
No, but then we started our own booty game. Do you remember our booty game?
Where did it start? Rolling Ridge or Jason's Backyard?
I don't
think it was Rolling Ridge.
You think it was at Rolling Ridge?
Your booty game is quite a bit different.
Yes, it was. So our booty game consisted of, it was like, do you remember Around the World? You remember playing that? Yeah. Where you had to, they put the hula hoops down on the court and you had to hit shots and make it around the world. So ours was, you started as a layup, and then it went to
get out of the house.
Yeah. Get out. If you hit a layup, you're so leaving the house.
This is when we were basically in high school, and it was, you played the booty game. It was the last thing you did after you played basketball. Cause we played basketball almost every day. And so you would leave the house, and the next shot was you see people, and then you made a free throw, or right before you made a free throw.
You're talking to a girl.
You're talking to a girl.
Yeah, but none of these things actually happened, right?
No, they did. They did.
It happened once.
It happened once. So then the next person got to call out a girl's name, and if you hit the free throw, you had to hit on that girl that night. And so
this sounds like an evolution of something Kyle and I did at my house. Remember that, Kyle?
Yeah. Choose your own adventure.
Shoot for girls.
And then you went back, top of the key, and then half court. And then so our buddy Unky, we called out a girl for him, and then he made the half court shot.
Which was.
And he saw that girl that night, and I'm pretty sure he banged her. Now
he did.
So he made the half court shot
in his car.
And he did. He went after her, and he made it happen. So we played the booty game 1,000 times, probably. So
yes,
it worked once.
It worked once. But it was fun. It was a good time. Good way to pass the time. All right, we're coming up to an end here. But anything else you guys wanted to touch on before we end this?
I got to concentrate on my toys more.
Yeah.
Come on now. It's okay.
You're not doing the toys tonight. So I had a whole thing where I was going to get lists and count down the list, talk about them.
Okay.
Matt. So should we have that prepared for next week?
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be so like general, though.
Yeah,
like,
it will.
Fine.
I think if we're going to like dedicate time to it, it's got to be like more specific.
Well, no. Here's what I want. I just wanted everybody to send me a list of their top 10 favorite toys, and then I would
action figures or just brands.
No toys. Like, any toy, Kyle.
Like you could be G.I. Joe, Transformers, Star Wars,
Jax,
Nerf,
I mean, any toy.
Jax,
fucking Rubik's
all
Cube,
the fucking Pongs.
Yeah, and then. I'll, you know, Kyle, like we did a list. If, you know, you get 10 points for being a first place.
Right. Yeah.
Then 9.
Matt,
were you
putting Nerf on there? Like Nerf?
Just anything Nerf. Nerf football. Nerf anything.
Well, yeah, but see, that's a sport. Awesome. That's a sport.
No, it's not.
A basketball. I mean,
a Nerf football.
You could not use a Nerf football in a Nerf, in a, like a real football game. Yeah. So it is
we're using Nerf football in Little League football.
Right. Jay, I couldn't even throw you a Nerf football the length of your side yard.
Yes, you could.
Yeah, right. if it had the whistling tail, ones, that thing you could fucking chuck that thing, man.
I am very interested to see because Cones and Jimmy, you guys and Todd, you guys are younger than us, right? So you gotta have a different list.
Yeah, you guys just played with like jacks and like dirt. Switches and shit like that. Huh?
Switches. Just rolling the wheel down the street.
Roll the wheel down the street with the switch,
I had a bucket of dirt.
Don't let Jimmy fool you. He's only like 31 or 32.
What'd your parents play with, Matt? You ever talk to your dad what time toys he played with?
My dad?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
On the farm. No.
My dad grew up.
Yeah.
My dad grew up on a farm. They played with like fucking cow patties.
He was a whittler.
Yeah.
Shotgun.
Yeah, but, you know, you guys' parents are my age. My dad's age. He was like, yeah, I played with matches and cards.
Dude, my dad
does have a lot of friends who are missing fingers from firecrackers.
Right.
My dad had, in his had graduating high school class, there were like 22 people in his graduating class.
Yeah, but how many people failed? I mean, it was Nebraska.
No, that was it. That was it. They played 8-man football. They couldn't even. They had to field a team from like 3 schools.
Yeah, Rick Jurgensen had a cameo in Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah. No,
he was the guy that put the candle out.
Now, my dad told me he used to break in horses over the summer when he was a kid.
He's a Bronco Buster.
The Bronco Buster.
I have time for toys.
Yeah, they know. Toys? No. Jimmy, what are you drinking?
Destro.
Oh, I know. I know what I do want to ask you guys.
Fucking wine. I'm out of beer.
Oh, I went to a Droit. You should have. Oh, I'll hit you up next time I go. I'll pick you up some. Did anybody watch Dave?
No.
Some
of it. What?
Really? You guys are home. You didn't watch
Donnie
Dave.
I've
done it before you guys talked about it. I watched the first 3 episodes. It got really weird about episode 2.5.
Did you watch any more or just did you still stop?
Is this a show?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't heard of this.
Huh?
I saw the movie Dave, the fake president.
Not Dave, the movie, no.
I gave you guys homework. About? Watch this show. It's fucking funny.
What is it on?
It's on FX. FXX.
On FX?
Yes.
Okay. Did you just talk about it on the last show?
Yeah, but I gave everybody an assignment to watch it, and I wanted to talk about it, and nobody watched it.
What's the show I missed?
Yeah, me and JB missed the same show because we were cuddling.
First show was good. The first show was good, I thought. Had some really good moments. After that, it got really weird, I thought.
So, who's Donnie, that? I told you, stick with it. It gets a lot better, and it gets more interesting, too. It actually, I was shocked that one of the episodes touches on, like, a real subject, and it does it shows you exactly it does a good job of painting a picture about somebody afflicted with a certain ailment, I guess.
Not the ailment he has with his junk.
No. It's that. So I'll tell you. So there's an episode that's about bipolarism, and so somebody on the show has bipolarism, and it was actually.
Is this a serious show?
No, it's not. It's not. But the one episode was. it dealt with bipolarism. No. It was really good. Melissa even watches it and likes it a lot. And she doesn't like anything.
It was a very special episode. It was very special.
She liked Desperate Housewives.
Was it like when the kid committed suicide in Beverly Hills?
Yeah, Scotty. Bled all over his mom's rug. Doing the fucking six shooter thing and shot himself in the stomach. Speaking of old shows, I saw... You're too young, man. You're too young. I blame Kyle. I never watched 90210.
I'm not that much younger than you guys. I'll be 38 this year. I'm not that much younger. Yeah.
We're the same age as young as JB.
I never even watched 90210 until one day.
So I came over.
Kyle and Jim came over and said, "Dude, you got to watch this show. It's awesome." And it was the episode of Donna Martin going to getting kicked out of graduation because she got drunk at prom.
Well, I remember 90210.
And then I got hooked and watched it all after that. But I did see the trailer for the new Saved by the Bell.
What? Oh, really?
Yes.
Ugh. Is Screech Powers in it?
No.
No, he's doing porn.
I remember, yes.
To me, it looked like A.C. Slater is the main character. He's the fucking PE teacher at Bayside.
But fucking Mario.
The only people, Jesse was in it and A.C. was in it. And
Showgirls?
The trailer was, I guess, so Zach and Kelly Kapowski's kid and Jesse's kid are best friends, and they both go to Bayside. Yeah. And AC's having a talk with them and telling them how he hooked up with their moms.
Be in that show, right?
Dustin.
Fucking Lisa Turtle.
Lisa Turtle's bitter.
She's fucking skin white.
Yeah, she went crazy.
She got white skin now?
Oh, yeah, dude. She fucking went really deep in.
Wow!
You ever see Sammy Sosa?
Yeah, he looks like Sammy Sosa. And I saw the trailer for the Punky Brewster reboot.
Oh,
what?
Is Moon Fry is just out of ideas.
So Soleil Moon Fry
completely run out of ideas.
Soleil Moon Fry is coming back to reprise her role as Punky Brewster, and she's a single mom of three.
The fact these people can continue a career based on that kind of stuff tells you how little talent there is.
Do you
remember the cartoon, though?
It tells you that America is obsessed with nostalgia.
Yes.
And they love...
Thanks to that Stranger Things.
There can't be more nostalgia if there's nothing new.
Oh!
That's Lisa fucking Turtle.
With a sword?
Why are we looking at Bloodstained Ritual of the Night? Is that a different strip club?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
She really lost it.
She used to be silly hot.
Yeah. Oh my God. She's ridiculous.
She looks like that what's that show with the white girls?
Yeah, oh, that's really does.
Is that Marlon God. Or Sean Wayans?
Wow.
Hey, Matt, you and Kyle, you guys finished Ozark, right?
No, I haven't started
it. I just started Ozark.
That was a good ending.
Well, don't say anything because I haven't fucking watched it.
We're not going to say nothing. It was good.
No, we're finishing Better Call Saul. Which
I'm all caught up on that.
We're one episode behind on
FX
that.
FX sucks, dude. They like I finished last season of Better Call Saul. You go on to
AMC.
Or whatever. AMC is what I meant. AMC, they only play like the last, like if you want to go on demand or like on their app, you only can get the last four episodes. I can't get the first, second, you know.
Netflix. Netflix has all Better Call Saul except for this past season.
Right. So I got to wait until they get the.
Oh, sorry, princess.
I just wanted to.
Since we can do this screen share thing, here you go. Here's the strip club.
We can
share this with everybody who's listening. Well, they're all here.
Hey, show us these.
Whoa!
My research ended today.
Hey,
that's Peyton.
Apparently, they're different.
Peyton, wait a minute. Peyton is covering up her.
She's covering up her Peyton.
Her kelp.
Her seaweed patch.
Her seaweed patch. Hey, but look right there. You get a little bit of the kelp.
Yeah,
her vegan fajita.
You gotta say something for the show, JB.
Say, for a vegan, she's got an awful lot of roast beef going
that
on.
That girl's definitely.
She's definitely vegan,
dude. I'm telling you, it's like a goth club.
They have the best lap dances ever.
Oh, that's where it is.
Everybody loves a map.
The
Pentagon's really incredible.
Look, they are closed until further notice due to mandatory coronavirus shutdown.
Oh, that's how are strippers?
You sure it's not because of Satan?
So I guess veganism doesn't cure everything.
Yeah.
So they've all probably got OnlyFans pages now.
I'm sure they do.
Listen, boys, I gotta go. I gotta get up early in the morning.
For what?
Work.
When you make them breakfast?
Those gates aren't gonna fix themselves.
Yes.
Apparently it takes two guys.
Yes. I'm going to sit around for 12 hours. Tomorrow.
He's going to spank the AIDS monkeys.
Is that what the kids are calling it now?
Coco.
Thinking of Casa de Vegan.
Yes. All right, boys. Have a good night.
All right.
See you,
hey, I can't wait to see your music video.
That's happening. I got outfits and everything.
I'm not
what do you dress up as?
Rap video.
You dressing up as Roadblock and your brother Gung Ho?
Oh, dude, Jason! If
you
Nick
think I
shows
can
up,
get Nick into the freaking video.
If Nick shows up as fucking Roadblock, I'm gonna fucking gonna lose.
Oh, Roadblock! Gung Ho, come on!
Or Gung Ho, Gung Ho!
He's got the tattoo.
He's got the tattoo.
Yeah,
get him a fucking vest and a little fucking cap.
Oh my God.
And he's gonna come out and say, "Look at your little boys and all your pretty little hats."
Hey, I actually owe Matt a picture. Jay, I found my big ass fucking pants.
Oh yeah, he showed me his big pants.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna put them on. I gotta have Katie take a picture of me.
Dude,
his big
pants are ridiculous.
They are 36 at the waist and 36 at the leg.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Jimmy,
I wear 34, 34s. So, that's just
No, it would be 30. It would be 34, 36 in the bottom.
We talked about this on the old episode. Jimmy and Matt used to be big ravers. That's big into links. The rave scene.
No. And they Jay. Wore,
yeah.
And they wore the big JNCO jeans with like the fucking large fucking leg holes. And Matt still has a pair of them.
Oh, shit. JNCOs?
Mm-hmm. No, they're not JNCOs. They're another brand. See, before Pacific Sunwear started selling like fucking millennial clothes, they used to sell the big pants.
Yeah.
So these are called like Gats or something. Here, I'll show you a picture of them.
They're impressive. I saw the picture. I was like, holy shit, man. You could put them like on like a fucking tube top and just shimmy it down your whole body, man.
The question is, are skids ever coming back?
I hope so. You know what, Gary had one pair of skids that we passed around.
Fucking, everybody wore them for like a week.
Skids aren't going to come back because Zubas has that market cornered.
The skids market?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got fucking, Mojo Raw and Gronk out there wearing their skids all the time.
All right, here, I'm going to share my screen. This is them right there.
Whoa. Good damn.
I actually, these are the pair that I have with the red like patch on the back. But yeah, this is so you can get the gist of it.
Baby pants.
They were, you know, I always had clean shoes.
God, look at that pair down there. They're freaking huge.
Which ones? These?
Yeah, look at those things.
Those are a little too crazy.
Those aren't jeans. That's a tent.
Yeah. Dungle. The jungle can fit in one leg.
But nice.
Cones, it didn't flatter your ass at all.
They don't have an ass, so it's okay. It's probably from wearing these pants, to be honest with you. But no, Donnie, they had a pair we talked about before where you could turn them into a backpack.
And fit your whole family.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, boys, I got to go.
All right.
Good night.
Later.
Bye.
Bye. All right. See you, Jay.
See you.
Right. Sign off so we can talk about you.
Yeah.
We're never seeing that music video.
No way.
No.
Absolutely not.
Who's going to film it? You know the girl ain't going to film it.
No.
She loves filming.
She's a photographer, and she loves taking pictures and doing all that shit. So I'm sure.
Does she love filming a retard do a fucking rap?
Well, she's going to marry him.
She's going to marry him, so probably, yeah. Oh, boy.
No, he's mentioning it every 3 weeks when he does show up for the show. See when he finally brings it up.
Now, I'm not totally convinced he even wrote any rap yet either.
No, he hasn't.
Jason hasn't done anything related to anything outside of, like, immediately what he has to do in his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's making cabinets.
But that's why you could always talk him into whatever bad idea you wanted to.
No. I no longer
a captive audience.
Donnie,
yes.
It's changed. We don't have his ear anymore. Somebody else does.
No.
Fair enough.
Yeah. We'll leave it at that.
So, hey, what we talked about a couple weeks ago, are we still going to be doing the roast?
Oh, he's not going to listen to this, so I'll tell everybody. Matt knows about this. So my idea was we were going to do the secret roast of JB.
Nice.
So what everybody's going to do is come up with a roast of JB, and he's not going to know anything about it. And then we're just going to say, hey, we're doing a show. And then we come on, and they'll be like, hey, tonight is the secret roast of JB. And he's going to be like, what? Yeah. And then we're going to have a bunch of, like I talked to Burnsy, he was going to come on and roast him. Everybody was going to come on and roast him. And he's not gonna know what the fuck's going on.
But let me ask you this. Is the succubus off the table?
What is this? Is this when he was in the Maxima?
No. His new fiance. Not the fiance.
Not the fiance.
The baby mama. Yeah. His mama baby. Baby mama.
Oh, you're talking about Ray. Oh yeah.
I'm not gonna say her name. I forgot what the code word was for her, but
RS.
Yeah,
shit.
She's off the table, right?
That's a good question.
I mean, do we really want to cut that deep?
Yes.
I'm with you. I want to go that far.
Here's the problem with that is that that could cause me some real life complications because she's tried to do it before when we talked about there was an episode where Jason talked about how his daughter was dating a black guy,
right?
And we were talking about how she's getting the big old baseball bat.
It's a good style.
And I got like a 4-page fucking DM from her.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she listen to the show?
I had to take it down.
She listens to the show?
I don't know how she got wind of it, but she did. And then I got the fucking crazy ass message. His dumb ass
probably went home and told her.
I don't know, but it was like... I was like, I don't want to deal. She is nuts. And it's, I was like,
I never heard the story about the you know who before. I never heard that story.
Did I tell you that before? Yeah, I've
never heard the story.
You know, I've never met her.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't find out about it because we're not friends.
Since I was 12, 11.
We aren't friends on like Facebook, so it went into that folder you have to check yourself when you get messages from people you're not friends with.
Yeah.
So I didn't see it till like a year later, but Jason had heard it from her firsthand and told me, "Hey, can you take that show down? I'm hearing shit about it." And I was like, "All right." And then later I found out that she had come at me with some shit. And Kyle, you know her. It's not something I want to fucking deal with. No. So I'm gonna say not by. I would say. Tread lightly.
I mean, obviously, I wouldn't say her name.
Right.
I don't care. Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
I'm going to give her your fucking phone number then, motherfucker.
Show her name on it? All right, whatever.
She'll find you.
Turn the jungle loose.
Donald Trump, liberate the jungle.
You know what, though? I got a bet. Like, Carrie, if I had known you a couple years ago, I think you and I could have gotten into a lot of trouble.
100%.
Dude, do you remember when you made Jason's North Carolina friend cry?
Tommy.
No.
You don't remember that?
I don't, but I do.
Yeah.
So.
But I do.
I won't get into it because I think the husband still might listen. But you had some really nasty things to say about a town in Virginia, and apparently that's where she was from.
So what? She can't claim the town as being hers.
Come on. Was she from Manassas?
No, but if you go back, if you can find an episode called White Top Virginia, it's really good. But there were some unhappy people after that episode.
Nice.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You remember that? Apparently, she was really upset with some of the stuff you said about that town.
She does not get to claim the town.
They packed up their car.
You were talking about the people from that town, which she is
a part of.
Okay, so if she's that upset, then everything I said was true.
And the thing is, you're gonna if we're allowed to meet up with crowds again, that guy and that woman are that's like Jason's best friend, and he's like one of the groomsmen. So he's gonna be
man. If he has a serious problem. Then he will have a serious problem.
Oh, shit.
I mean, if he comes up to me at, like, Jason's wedding and starts running his mouth and I don't know him, that's going to be a fucking problem for him. Like, I don't understand why on earth you would take it that personally that you claim a town as being...
Well, like, he's defending his wife's honor.
Defending what? I didn't insult his wife. I insulted a town.
I remember.
So if he has a problem with his wife's town, then turn the fuck off.
That's on her, dude. Yeah.
If you're listening right now, I'm telling you to fuck off.
Tell him to go to Donnie's house and grab a book.
Because that's stupid. You're stupid.
Seen a group of guys so amazed by 19 books from my wife.
This is the most books I've ever seen.
That is absolutely asinine.
I have to go back and listen because I don't exactly remember what you said.
It was about the town.
Okay, look, I grew up in Waldorf. You know how fucking shitty Waldorf is?
Yeah.
And I got fucking kinfolk in Berryville, Virginia.
You know how shitty Berryville is?
Better than Waldorf.
Yeah, it is better than Waldorf.
Yeah.
Well, whoever you are, I know Donnie Edgman. That's all I can say.
What are you doing to me right now? I got nothing to do with whatever's happening right now.
Don't worry. You'll put a hit out on him.
And why is my last name the only one that gets used on this show?
Sorry,
hey,
Donnie.
Hey, mine.
I introduced
Donnie
you.
Donnie Rangeman.
I introduced you as The Edge.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
The Edge?
They already
the
said
edge.
Mine.
I mean, Vice. I mean, the jungle calls for that.
All right. Well, guys, it's been fun. Let's do it again next week. Four weeks in a row of the show. I don't know if anybody, you know what? I think people are listening to podcasts less right now.
Why?
Because they're not in their cars.
They're not in their cars.
True. Okay, true.
A lot of people listened in their cars. A lot of people listened while they are at work. I think if you're at home, I don't think a lot of people are listening to podcasts while they're at home. You know,
you're not going to get any listeners this week because I'm here.
Donnie, who famously said that he does not listen to any episode that JB's not on.
The point was, I don't listen to you talking to people I don't know, but I like the way you took it.
First of all, Arsenio Hall, put your finger away.
And then Mutombo.
Yeah. Dude.
Oh, hey, hey. Listen to like a third of your episodes. Real quick.
E.T.
Real,
so, wait, Donnie, you just fire up the episode and he's like, oh, this guy's on no JB, and you turn it off?
No, I don't have to start it up. It's got a summary on it.
Uh-oh.
Hey, we flew to Vegas with Mutombo.
Oh, okay.
Did you?
How'd you fit the plane?
Was that our old Vegas trip we went on?
Yeah, the very first one. We flew with Mutombo.
Nice.
Did he fit in the plane?
One more thing before we end. Is everybody
love that vegan strip club?
He was swatting away the mask that fell from
No.
Is anybody watching the Jordan thing tomorrow night?
Yes.
What? 10 episodes
the day after.
Basis for that.
Is it 10 episodes?
Long as they show bias dunk on his ass.
Yeah.
No, I think it's all pro, Kyle. I think it's all or almost all pro.
Really?
It's all about the last year.
Really? About the I don't know what it was about, but I know Jordan's worried that people that he's going to come off as a real dick because apparently that's what he was in real life.
But he is a dick in real life.
So Keith Booth will be on this then.
He might be.
Play on the course. Kyle would know that Keith Booth was the 11th man on the 98. And yeah,
more like the points.
One more like the 14th.
Kyle, who are Terps that played for the Chicago Bulls?
All I can think of is Keith Booth off the top of my head.
Lonnie Baxter.
Well, he's out trying to shoot people.
Is he still in jail?
No, he's out.
Tosh Holden.
Tosh Holden. No, Jordan Williams was the one that actually got in trouble.
I'm impressed with Kyle's knowledge of Maryland Terps, considering he's wearing all Philadelphia crap.
No, you don't know.
You have no idea. Yeah. Kyle's the biggest Terp guy.
And remembering every obscure stat from everything. We'll walk to middle school and Kyle will recite every Rookie of the Year, Cy Young Award winner, and MVP in Major League history.
I don't know it anymore. Richard Morgan shot 41.7% in 89, though.
My boy, Richard Morgan. Thank you,
I thought he sucked.
All right, Kyle, how many steals per game did Johnny Rhodes average his senior year?
Probably 3.7.
That's a lot. That's a ton.
Johnny Rhodes was a fucking steal, was a fucking defensive.
Look it up. Probably 3.7, I bet.
All right, Donnie, look it up. Then we'll end it. Let's see if Donnie can pull this.
See, Kyle's
got Johnny Rhodes was Kyle's all-time favorite Terp.
No, Walt Williams was.
Walt, then Johnny.
See, Kyle's got all that random knowledge like I got. I'm good with wrestlers' real names.
I'll throw out
3.7.
All right,
you're a freaking machine, man.
What is it?
It's 3.7.
Holy crap.
What is junior year?
Johnny Rhodes' senior year.
I think he scored 15.2.
Where's points per game here?
I'm not positive. 15.2 is my
guess. Oh, Kyle, quit while you're ahead. 16.7.
Yeah. See, I didn't think it was that high.
What did Booth
do this? He only shot 31% from three.
Oh, he's a terrible three-point shooter, especially at the
All right, well, how many assists per game did Dwayne Simpkins have that year?
Well, shit, now I got to pull up basketball Ooh. Reference again.
I know people Dwayne are getting Simpkins, bored with Kirk's. Like
no, cut the show.
No, but it's fun to quiz Kyle.
Yeah.
Dwayne Simpkins was probably like 4.6 at best. He was a ball hog.
What are we looking for? Assists for Simpkins. What Kyle is senior year, he averaged 4.4 assists per game.
Close. Okay. Very close.
4.8 junior year.
Simpkins is a ball hog.
Hey, you guys who don't know Kyle, this is what
I remember his freshman year, he shot under 30%. He shot like 29% as a freshman.
He shot 28.9% as a freshman.
That's ridiculous.
All right, this is Kyle,
what it's like to know Kyle.
Starting five, Johnny Rhodes senior year.
Johnny Rhodes, Keith Booth, X-Ray Hip, Dwayne Simpkins, and I'm trying to remember if they started Mario Lucas that year. I'm going to say Mario Lucas.
Maybe. I don't know.
Chris Kerwin?
It was either him or Rodney Elliott.
Oh, Rodney Elliott was there then? Huh.
I don't think it was Elliott. But we are
way. All right. Now. So I'm going to end the show.
I got to bounce, guys. I can do
this all right. Bye, Jimmy. Long. Thanks for coming on, buddy. Thanks, Jimmy. All right, I'm going to end the show, but if anyone wants to hang around and talk you. While I wait for this thing to save.
All right, I'll be right back.
Okay. All right, since Jason's not here, I'll be the real – I'm going to say the words Gunsmoke.
I nominate Jungle. Ooh. Say it.
Gunsmoke.
All right. Jason likes Ben.
Ooh, baby, I like it. So I could take her away. Off on a natural charge, bone for yards. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn.